This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Police arrest 122 Chinese citizens from Kathmandu for their involvement in various criminal activities. Members of National Assembly stress on the need to resolve Nepal-India border issue through diplomatic channel. Public Accounts Committee directs concerned bodies to maintain quality standard of OPC cement as determined by the 1998 regulations. And Saudi Arabia sentences 5 to death for journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Now the news in detail. Police have arrested 122 Chinese nationals found to be involved in illegal activities in Kathmandu. Metropolitan Police Range Kathmandu informed that they were arrested from Gangabu and Tamil areas during a raid yesterday afternoon on suspicion that they were indulging in illegal activities. The arrested Chinese citizens were also found to be overstaying their visas. According to the spokesperson of the Metropolitan Police Range Kathmandu, Hobindra Bogati, they were found to be involved in various crimes in recent days and were taken to the Metropolitan Police Range Teku for further investigation. The police have intensified vigilance on Chinese nationals after they were found to be involved in banking system hacking scam in Kathmandu some months ago. The parliamentarians from both the ruling Communist Party and the major opposition Nepali Congress have drawn the government's attention to seek resolutions to Nepal-India border issue through diplomatic channels. Speaking in the special hour of the National Assembly yesterday, the parliamentarians suggested the government to take serious consideration on the issue. They hailed the move of the government of sending the diplomatic note to the Indian side using the diplomatic channel as a positive one. The parliamentarians were voicing for the government to be more assertive and take a firm stance against the issuance of India's new political map, which includes Nepali territories Kalapani Lipulekh and Limpiadhura inside India. Communist Party MP Kimlal Bhatrai urged the government to seek resolution to this issue with India through diplomatic means. Policy Research Foundation Bill 2019 has been introduced in the meeting of the National Assembly. Minister for Urban Development Mohammad Ishtiaq Rai presented the bill in the session on behalf of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday. Similarly, in the Upper House meeting, National Assembly Secretary Rajendra Puyal tabled Industrial Enterprises Development Foundation Bill 2019 First Amendment and the Revenue Leakage Investigation and Control Bill 2019 First Amendment. The National Assembly will meet again at 11 a.m. on December 26. The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the concerned authorities to maintain the quality standard of the OPC cement as determined by the May 1998 regulations. The meeting concluded that the new standards set by the Nepal Quality Council would not maintain the quality of cement produced in Nepal. The Public Accounts Committee consulted experts and other stakeholders before reaching the conclusion. At the meeting, the committee chair Bharat Kumar Saha directed the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and officials of the Nepal Bureau of Standard and Metrology not to make any compromises in the quality of cement used for construction of public and private infrastructures. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has stated that the government will introduce a separate policy for the teachers recruited under the relief quota. However, he has said they would not automatically be inducted into the permanent position. Addressing a gathering program in Molung Rural Municipality 4, Harkapur in Okhaldunga yesterday, Minister Pokhrel said three important bills relating to education would be passed in the current winter session of the federal parliament. He reassured that a new process would be initiated for managing the relief teachers. The second National Conference of Police Investigation Officers and Prosecutors concluded yesterday with the participants emphasizing on the need for joint efforts for making the crime investigation effective. The conference that began on December 4th and continued till December 22nd in Kathmandu, issued a 33-point declaration expressing commitment to fulfill the national mission of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali through effective investigation. The conference also reviewed the declaration passed by the first conference 3 years back, reiterating on coordination and collaboration in the investigation and prosecution in order to make both objective and scientific evidence. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai, has said tourism promotion is the top priority for achieving prosperity. Inaugurating Chandeshwari Airport in Okhaldunga amid a program yesterday, Minister Bhattrai said Nepal's diversity and identity were unique in the world and the country could fulfill its goal for development by bringing more tourists in the country. The minister further said that tourism was the shortest possible route for achieving the government's campaign of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Chief Justice Jolendra Samsher Rana presented the annual report of the Supreme Court, Judicial Council and Judicial Service Commission for the fiscal year 2019-20 to President Vidya Devi Bhandari yesterday. The report was presented amid a ceremony at the President's office, Chitral Niwas. Chief Justice Rana submitted the report to the head of the state as per a constitutional provision. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Women and Social Development Committee of the House of Representatives has directed its secretariat to prepare a report about Senior Citizens Bill, First Amendment. The instruction was given on the basis of discussions, consultations and consensus regarding the bill. In yesterday's committee meeting, President Neeru Devi Pal informed clause-wise deliberations, theoretical discussions and consultations with experts in regard with the bill had been completed. The meeting has also directed the committee secretariat to prepare a report for presentation in the next meeting. The committee had received the bill from the House on April 26th and 18 members had formally sought amendment to it. Minister for Health and Population, Bhanu Bhakta Thakal, has clarified that the incumbent government will not curb autonomy being enjoyed by the Public Service Commission for maintaining its credibility, accountability and public trust. Responding to the queries raised by the parliamentarians while deliberating on the bill made to amend and integrate the laws related to Public Service Act in yesterday's Parliamentary Committee meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance, Minister Thakal reiterated that the government respected the autonomy of the Commission. The minister further said government upheld the view that the commission should function freely abiding by the fiscal discipline of the state. Meanwhile, Public Service Commission Chairperson Umesh Mainali demanded an amendment in the bill saying that the new bill had asked the commission to firstly approach the Ministry of Finance to get the necessary budget. Chairman of the National Human Rights Commission, Anup Raj Sharma, has said that the government is not interested in implementing the recommendations made by the National Human Rights Commission. Speaking at the concluding session of a 3-day seminar on human rights and journalism yesterday, Chair Sharma shared that only 12% recommendations were addressed. He added that the government was not found interested in filing cases against the army in conflict era cases. Chairman Sharma said that such recommendations made by Human Rights Commission were being implemented up to 96% in neighboring India. Journalists from 13 districts of State 3 attended the seminar organized by National Human Rights Commission in collaboration with Human Rights Journalists Association, HURJA. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced 5 people to death and jailed 3 others over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi last year. Khashoggi, a prominent critic of the Saudi government, was killed inside the kingdom's consulate in the Turkish city of Istanbul by a team of Saudi agents. The Saudi authorities said it was the result of a rogue operation and put 11 unnamed individuals on trial. A UN expert said the trial represented it the antithesis of justice. The 59-year-old journalist, who went into self-imposed exile in the US in 2017, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate on 2nd October 2018 to obtain papers he needed to marry. India's main opposition, Congress parties, and its allies are set to win Jharkhand state elections in a setback for the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party BJP. The Congress and its allies have won or are leading in 45 of the 81 seats, while BJP is on course to take 26 seats. This is the second key state the BJP has lost since sweeping parliamentary elections in May. The result will embolden its opponents amid nationwide protest against a new citizenship law seen as anti-Muslim. Senior BJP leaders said they would accept the people's mandate. The party failed to form the government in Maharashtra state last month after falling out with its regional ally, Shiv Sena. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 18.8 degrees Celsius and minimum of 3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Police arrest 122 Chinese citizens from Kathmandu for their involvement in various criminal activities. Members of National Assembly stress on the need to resolve Nepal-India border issue through diplomatic channel. Public Accounts Committee directs concerned bodies to maintain quality standard of OPC cement as determined by the 1998 regulations. And Saudi Arabia sentences 5 to death for journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.